Remote sensing tools can help with irrigation. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Treedot Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Malika Noko is an assistant director of cooperative extension in soil, plant, water relations, and irrigation management at UC Davis. She talks about these tools.
Just with all of the ways in which growers can access remote sensing data, you know, there's free tools out there, like UCANR has a tool called Crop Manage that was developed by Michael Kahn. But then there's also, you know, many tools like the companies that are providing these services. I wanted to give a background for how to interpret those data.
She talked about what a plant does, such as tree nuts, when it's undergoing water stress.
And how plants use water, and then how we can use satellites or drones or aerial imagery to sense that.
Noko talked about thermal imagery,
which is indicative of water stress. So when you have a relatively cooler plant, that plant, when sensed from the air compared to like a warmer plant or warmer plant pixel, and this is all plants, the cooler one is going to be happier and well watered. And as plants undergo water stress, you start to see closure of stomata and a loss of transpiration, and then the canopy temperature is warmer. So this is one of the key ways in which we detect water stress and also map evapotranspiration. So if you're using some of these tools, that's good to keep in mind.
That's Malika Noko, Department of Land, Air, and Water Resources, UC Davis, with the Ag Information Network. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.